Mickey, I suppose you'll be feeling a bit down after that because it's probably a game Donegal should have won.
Probably a game we should have won. I feel we are a better team in Warwickshire, but a very, very poor performance from us today, you know, and missed a lot of chances and intensity was way down, and Warwickshire, I suppose, got a lucky enough goal at the start of the second half and we never come back from it. So Warwickshire kept at it and dug deep, and we didn't, so we deserved to lose at the end of it.
And in the first half, like, you couldn't really ask any more playing against that breeze, and probably should have been more than 4 points up at half time.
Very, wasted a lot of chances in the first half too, you know, in front of the net, and it came back to haunt us. I felt, you know, and we did say if they happened to get a lucky goal or something, you know, we'd be in dollar, and proved so, and really disappointed, and it's really a dead changing room there, you know. That bad result for us today, you know.
Yeah, you were getting back within a point, but you just couldn't get back level. That second goal probably was the real killer.
So that their second goal come from a goal chance we had, that maybe we overcooked the pass a bit, and at that time those gaps opened up because we were pushing forward, and it ended up in our net, which put us three or four down again, and just hard to bounce back from that, from our own errors, you know. We were getting punished, and they were catching us on that counter attack, and it's
the start of day two, conditions it probably didn't suit good hurling, but maybe they were going for goal maybe too early and didn't take the point chances they could have taken.
Definitely decision making up front was very poor, you know, and they get in between decision then whether goal or point, and that's why they're getting turned over so much, you know, when they were carrying it under the tackle, and Warwickshire were getting the bodies around it and turning it over and catching us in the counter. So really poor day, and it's going to be hard to take for these boys. You know, we honestly thought we'd held on to this division for another year.
Yeah, because you would have put up good performances against the bigger teams, and even, you know, what you did last year as well. They did very well last year. It would be a disappointment to be a bit of a backwards step for them to go down now.
Definitely a backwards step, you know, and it's not an easy division to get out of again. But I suppose this is my second year. It's the worst performance maybe that we had, and it's hard to take. I understand the trend was going okay, and the boys seemed to be up for the game, but it went flatlined on us, you know, and back down to Division 3A, which we were there for a while, and it's not easy getting back out of there again.
You just have to pick it up, I suppose, for the year in the Christy Ring, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, I suppose the next week or so, you know, just the heads will be down, but we're going to have to regroup and get ready for the Christy Ring, which is under a high level of hurling, you know, and it's not suitable if you're in 3A, like next year, they compete in the Christy Ring, but so we'll just have to put the heads down again and look forward to the Christy Ring now.